You are now tuned in to the greatest podcast in the entire universe, where they discuss topics such as food commentary, news topics, food facts, and business experiences. Introducing your host, Chef Kenya Pickens, and her co-host, D'Angelo Holmes. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you After Dinner.
Ooh. It's hard to love as it's hard to stay away. You keep me coming on. Hey. D got the bars over here talking about some. I'm on and popping. Y'all excuse the popping at the beginning of the video. But D said I was on and popping. So we going to roll with that. I'm just going to leave it like it is. Hey. We're back, you guys. I know, you know what? We're like the... what's a good way to compare us?
I don't want to say deadbeat.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I'm like the deadbeat.
We come back around your birthday. We, like, hey. Got you a gift. See you next year.
Right. I didn't want to say that either, but me and you are on the same page, just like the same thought process. I can't even talk tonight. But yeah, y'all, we're gonna try to be consistent like a good husband. We're gonna try. But we be so busy. D's busy. D got a life, y'all. Yeah. I know y'all ladies be like,
King got a life too, though.
Yes, but tell us a little bit about your life before we dive on in it.
Started me a second job.
Okay.
I got a couple of goals I'm trying to attain this year, so I'm trying to go ahead and grind it out for a little while. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead and move up to the next level, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that because, you know what, y'all, D is such a big influence that he kind of made me reach into my bag and just decide to, you know, look at other things too. Like, you know, I still got the business. Shout out to Velvet Cake. Hey, but then just listening to D just made me think to myself, I'm about to hustle and do something extravagante. So anyway, I'm not going to get all into it, but I will say, I don't care if you are a 9-to-5er or if you are a business owner, you definitely have to have different streams of income in this economy. Right. I've been telling people, I think we're in a recession.
You feel like it. Because everybody I talk to feeling so kind of tense.
Right.
Even people that I know, they got money.
Right.
Like, yeah, y'all.
Let me tell you, my big cake orders, like my brides and people who want to go out for their parties and stuff, they have been feeling a pinch. They have. Some of them had to kind of pull back.
Right.
And I was like, don't pull back on me.
Hey, hold on.
I was like, leave it in there. But
relax.
Right.
Relax.
But so, you know, everybody's feeling a pinch. And I feel like as business owners, and that's the thing I love about this podcast, you know, you're 9-to-5, or I'm a business owner, and I feel like whatever we do in life, there is nobody that's bigger and there's nobody that's smaller. We're kind of on an even playing field.
Right.
And I know people said COVID really put a lot of people on an even playing field, and maybe it did. But I think there's going to be some other stuff coming down the pipeline where we just going to be like, look, who cares about gender, sex, creed, religion, male, female, whatever. We all in this thing together.
I would hope so.
I think that's what life is trying to teach us. We're all in this thing together. And it don't matter how secure you think your job is, your business is, there can always be something to come shake it up. Oh, so we're going to be transparent. Okay. So this week, I have been hit with a tax audit. That's different. Now ask me, am I scared?
No, you're not scared.
Absolutely not.
She play it by the book. She don't open up.
And even if I slipped a little bit, you know, and I got an O, oh well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay you. Oh, it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
It's like a little, I feel like I'm a giant. That's a small thing. But I will say this. I'm going to actually keep my listeners. Oh, Lord, I thought that was a dang old puppy.
Not a puppy. I hope you
don't. Oh, no. It's puppy kind of pop up me. Right. Thing. And I would have kept them. no, my drawer had slid out. Yeah, I got to get a new desk. I cannot wait to get a new desk. I wish I could burn this desk down, but we live here in the city. And so I can't. Now, we were out in the rural area in the country. We could do it. But I don't want none of my neighbors to be like, hey, that fire is out of control. So anyway. So and for the next few podcast episodes, I am going to actually tell you guys a little bit of about my tax auditing journey, because I don't want people to get scared or get, angry with the people who come and they do the audits and stuff like that. Because really, to me, I feel like this is going to be a learning experience. Mm-hmm. I feel like with me going through this, it is going to get me prepared. I feel like this has to happen because the next level I am a part of that I'm on, I know what to do. Because it's like, if you don't go ahead and get it now while you're kind of small, and this happened when you get a little bit bigger, it's going to bite you. It's going to really, really hit you. And that's when you're going to be owing.
Wait, so do they have to come and actually physically do an audit, or you have to send like paperwork?
You have to send paperwork. Yeah. And it's so much paperwork that they send in. Like, I have, the deadline is April 5th that I send it in. Mm-hmm. She's going to be working on it till September 30th. Yeah. That's a nice little audit. Which, and then I told her, I was like, every week you can come here and we can sit down and we can go through the papers. Blah, blah, blah. She's cool and I'm cool with it too. Okay. But there, I'm not going to get into details, but there's one little issue that I want to say she worked out for me somewhat, kind of, or it just worked itself out when she came into the picture. So I just want to say hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Right. Because that issue was actually bigger than the audit itself.
Right.
And so since she told me, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, I was like, oh.
It worked itself out.
Oh. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise Him. Yes. So just a quick, a little announcement that I will be sharing with you all what I've done wrong, what I did right. And I'm kind of glad, I know it's so weird to say that, but I'm kind of glad it's happening, because to me, it's just going to get me prepared on what I need to do the next time, and how serious it is to keep up with every little thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me more like, okay, I need to learn more about taxes. I keep saying I want to learn more about taxes. I want to learn more about taxes. Well, guess what? Not only do you not have to take a class, you got somebody that's going to be in your shop and like, you ain't do this right. Get this together. I'm like, okay now. But like I said, we'll wait to see how I really feel after September 30th. Right. I think I'm going to be all right, though. I think I'm going to be all right.
You'll be good.
Yeah, we're going to be good. But anything else, D, you want to put up in there?
I think that's about it, man. I've just been working. Like,
D is such. It's
been consuming.
Look, before we do our taste test, because this is a surprise taste. Look, y'all. So, this is what I decided to do. Every episode, we got to sample something.
That makes sense.
So, D is going to sample the key lime pie tonight. Hey. Have you ever had it?
I don't know if I've had yours.
Even better. Who else you been eating?
I just had like store-bought key lime.
Okay. Sara Lee, I'll give you pass.
Ain't nobody made me a key lime.
But let it be Shaquilla down the street with the you do. Is that the same one that be licking that What was that joke?
I didn't see about
it. The one that be licking the baby soda when she pregnant.
No.
Okay. I'm still trying to.
It's not baking soda. It was cornstarch.
Cornstarch. I'm still trying to get introduced to this person. I still want to be her.
I've heard of a lot of girls that do that.
Man, you can't name one.
We ain't gonna put them out there. I don't know if they want everybody to know they to eat baked cornstarch when they pregnant.
You can at least name. You can at least name one. If y'all don't, if y'all know what we're talking about, you got to go back like three episodes.
I know
episodes.
A girl named Angela.
Okay, that's it.
I know a girl named Kayla.
Okay.
Hold on. That's two, but
okay. We don't roll with that. Is that the same people who be seasoning their food with Mrs. Dash with no pepper?
No, that's just me.
That's just you.
That's just me.
Well, anyway, we're going to sample the key lime pie.
Hey.
And let me go ahead and take it out the frigidaire.
Frigidaire.
Yes.
Do you actually have a fridge there?
No, I, you know.
This, I just wanted to ask you because that's the point I was going to make. How black people, not all black people, uh-huh. but most black people call everything whatever the brand is.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, can I get a Coke? But they just talking about a drink. Really? And they're talking about a refrigerator. They just say a Frigidaire. Oh, well, it might not just be black people. It might be a Southern thing.
It might be.
Because when I went to Fulton Dale High School, they used to say, give me a Coke. And they were just talking about any drink.
Oh, no, I want a Coke.
Specifically a Coke.
Uh-huh.
They didn't care. They was like, they call all drinks a Coke.
I want a Coke. I specifically want a Coke. Look,
I need a microphone
hooked up to me. My OCD kicking in,
y'all. Tell them, hold on. I'll be right with
them. Ask the messages. Wait,
it
didn't. Y'all, excuse
me. The ice cream on the top.
Let me, hold up, D.
My bad.
Hold
sorry.
Up, D.
I'm sorry. It's first of all, y'all.
Well, first of all, I gave him the pie, right? But then I seen something on the floor, and my OCD got, and I was just like, ooh, like, I got to get this off the floor, so.
We got what we're doing on fire, right. I got to clean right now.
So this is the key lime pie, the creamy key lime pie. I'm going to call it, well, I can't really call it my velvet cake key lime pie, because I actually got this recipe, and I did not tweak it.
Oh.
This is one of the recipes I actually went on ahead and borrowed from the internet, and I did not have to tweak it. And I've been doing this recipe for maybe 4 years. And first of all, before I dive into it, because you put your fork in it before I said, let's go.
You did. Well, see, you started sweeping, so I thought that meant like,
go ahead and eat. How do you feel about it?
I love it. What? See, but I like I said, the top, it tastes like ice cream.
Oh, and I'm glad you said that. Okay. I'm glad you said that. So. Okay. I had started out by doing my key lime pie, like the how right. they do old-fashioned way. I heard my key lime pie is just as good as the ones in the Keys. That's what I heard.
I ain't been to the Keys, but
me neither.
Because I don't disagree.
Right.
I
And for the longest, for years, I've always put the store-bought Cool Whip on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a little backstory, I can make my own Cool Whip topping.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually make heavy whipping cream Cool Whip topping when I'm doing, let me see, what cake do I actually put it on when I do that? Not my strawberry shortcake, not my banana pudding in a cup.
That's what I would think.
I cannot think of the dessert that I do when I have to put Cool Whip. Oh, okay, so when we do crepes
at the winery,
mm-hmm. I'll make the homemade Cool Whip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Cool Whip, the
whipped
topping. I can't even say it. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I'll stuff it in the crepe. But it's something else that I make at the shop. Y'all, I can't remember what else I had to use it for. But anyway, long story short, one day I had to do 2 key lime pies for a really good customer of mine. She's always coming in buying stuff. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
And I was like, I'm not going to the store to buy any Cool Whip. I got this heavy whipping cream in here. And anybody who makes heavy whipping cream, you know the secret to it. First of all, your bowl that's attached to your KitchenAid, or even if you have a nice little simple bowl that's not attached to anything, like usually a metal bowl will work.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put it in the refrigerator. So it can be chilled first.
The bowl?
Yes, the bowl. First, it has to be clean. No debris in there. Nothing. But you'll be surprised because if there's something in there that's foreign, that's not supposed to be in there, mm-hmm. it can make it break. It'll throw it off. Yeah, so make sure it's clean. Make sure the bowl is cold. I try not to put it in the freezer because sometimes it can have like these little frozen water sickles, and I don't mm-hmm. want that to throw it off either.
Right.
So do heavy whipping cream. You have whipping cream and then you have heavy whipping cream. And the whipping cream is good, but if you want that mm-hmm. texture that you're looking for, because you got soft peak, medium peak, stiff peak. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying that last one right. And I like mine's a little stiff, but you got to be careful when you're whipping it to get to that stiff peak, because it can either break or it can turn into butter. And so you just have to have an eye for it. And so I put my bowl in the refrigerator and then I take it out. I make sure my heavy whipping cream is also chilled too. I don't measure it. Of course, there's a lot of stuff that I don't measure, so I'm sorry. I just pour it in there until my spirit says stop.
The ancestors. Right.
And then I put a little pot of sugar in there. I would say if I had to guess the measurement, it would probably be a cup, maybe a cup and a half of powdered sugar to a quart, a tall quart of the heavy whipping cream. Put a little vanilla in it. Now, this is the thing. You want to add all your ingredients in at the same time. Don't have it whipping and then add it as you go. Because that can mess it up too. Yeah. Yeah, because it's really delicate and that can break it too. So add everything into your chilled bowl and then take your whisk attachment. Now you can use the paddle, but your whisk attachment will whip it up quicker than the paddle. Because this past weekend I used the paddle because the small mixer, I don't like those whisk attachments because they don't, I'm really particular about my whisk attachments. My whisk attachments have to either touch the bowl inside or be close to the bowl. Mm-hmm. Like if it's too much space in between, like, okay, all of my bakers out there, you know, when you have a whisk attachment and you had it for a while, sometimes the wire will come loose and you have to take the wire off. So it's a smaller,
I'm cooking. I got some of them.
Right. So it's a smaller whisk attachment. So if I have that much space in between the bowl, to me, it's not going to whip as much because the machine is doing more to try to whip it. And then you probably won't get the consistent, I don't want to say consistency. You're probably not going to get the texture, the peak that you want to get. So I try to make sure that all of my wires are on there. If one is off, okay, fine, just one. But most of my wires are on there and the wire is touching the bowl because I want it to whip. All of that to me plays a really big part. So let's start from the beginning. Cold bowl, make sure it's clean in the inside. Put your heavy, heavy whipping cream in there. It's okay if you're going to do whipping cream. I'm just saying it's going to take a little longer, but heavy whipping cream. Put your powdered sugar in there. Put your vanilla in there. Put it all at one time. Whip it up, whip it up, whip it up. Keep your eyes on it because I don't know the time. I just do it until I say, you know what, that looks about right. And I usually like for it to be the last stage of the peak. So when I get the texture that I want, I take it out. I take it off of the mixer. And then since my key lime pie is already cool, chilled, or whatever, I'll spread it on the key lime pie, and then I do my shavings. That's the reason why it tastes the way it tastes, because it's a homemade
Cool Whip topping. Like, I never tasted like that. Like, I've had key lime pie. It tastes like key lime pie with ice cream.
Ooh. Okay, so the reason why it tastes like ice cream is because I have it frozen all the time. Now, before, people was loving it. Like when I sell it at the farmer's markets, we would put it in our cooler with the ice on it. And not, they was like, man, I like it. So old friend of mine, you know who she is. One day she came by the shop, like last year, sometime last year. And she said, oh, man, that pie good frozen. I said, frozen? Right. When I tell you, I tell everybody that come and get it, freeze it and then eat it. See, you got it when it was still frozen. You would have still liked it if it was refrigerated.
Right.
But you like
it. But it hit different. Frozen.
Now, I do not make the crust because I have a lot of stuff to do.
Sorry.
It's okay. I have a lot of stuff to do. And I feel like when you do it, like a lot mass production and whatnot, you got to think smarter and work smarter, not harder. So I do buy the crust store-bought, which is Cookie Graham. I'm not going to tell you what store I'll get it from because they ain't paying. Okay.
No free sponsors.
Right. Exactly. But we haven't talked about how the pie is made. Now, I use heavy condensed canned milk I use my lime juice, and then I use lime shavings and sour cream. I ain't gonna tell y'all what brand.
So once again,
dang pan. And I don't need y'all, you know.
still in the swag.
Y'all be here in Birmingham talking about something. We got these pies. I be like, what? Now, there's gonna be somebody that's listening to this podcast like, well, you know, you're not supposed to be like that. You gotta share. Let me tell you something. For all of my cake bakers out there, my people who cook, my chefs, even if you don't cook or bake, whatever you do, do not let anybody make you feel bad for not sharing your recipe. If you don't want to share your recipe, that doesn't mean, oh, black people don't ever want to help each other. Man, if you don't get out of my face with that. This is my recipe. And even if it wasn't my recipe, I found a good one and it works for my business.
Right.
One thing I always told myself, well, I didn't have to tell myself this because it was common sense. This is second nature. Anytime I ever talk to a cake baker, I never ask them for their ingredients. Mm-hmm. Their secret recipe.
Right.
I don't care if it's not a secret. I never ask them for their recipe.
Right.
That podcast that we did with Christiana where she gave me the secret, shout out to her.
Right.
Because that helped your girl out a lot. Because
you can ask somebody how they do something, but not necessarily ask them what I need to put in here and how do I need to make this to taste like yours.
Right.
You're like, I just want to make this easier.
Right.
And she helped out.
And she did. And she just told me, add a little water into your caramel. And really, she was happy to volunteer.
Right.
But to anybody who has a recipe, don't matter if you cook, bake, or whatever, do not let people make you feel bad for saying, I don't want to share. I've never went up to someone and said, hey, give me the recipe to your pound cake. Let me tell you something. When Kenya Pickens wants something, she going to go ahead and find it, research it, look it up, and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of wanting something, we're going to take a little break from these pies.
Uh-oh.
Somebody, we're gonna do a little personal talk. Somebody cop blocked the day, B.
Why people be throwing salt on your name, knowing it's only gonna season your sauce?
Right.
Come on, man. Come on.
So I was on Facebook minding my business. Really, I was. And then I seen a picture, and it's a friend of mine. You know, mm-hmm. He cool or whatever. Let me tell a backstory. Okay. So I've been knowing him for years.
Right.
About, hey, I've known him before Tez was born.
Okay.
Almost 15 years, right? So, you know, friends, that's it. I ain't got to lie. I know this is a podcast, but I ain't got to lie. We friends.
You ain't got to lie.
Okay.
You ain't got to lie.
But for real, friends, like, how many of us have them? That friend, okay? So I see him take a picture with a dude, and I was like, oh, you know, who's he? Like, tell me. Like, I'm not trying to be in a relationship.
Oh, he was, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so
But
hold on, let me finish that story. Because I'm gonna put some other stuff in there in a minute. So I was like, you know, who the friend is? I circled a friend picture. I screenshot a certain friend. I said, who or what? He was like, oh, you want me to hook that up? I was like, yeah. He said, you want me to give him a number? I said, no. Let me know his name on Facebook. I'm going to look him up myself.
Right.
Because when he said, you want me to get his number, in the back of my mind, I was like, you ain't going to do that. I said, let me go ahead and get to know him myself. So I said, I'm going to say this as nice as I can. I said, is he single? He said, yeah, he's single. I said, is he a part of the community? As you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He said, no. And for those who want to get their panties in the bunch, let me tell you something. It's called a preference.
No, that's nothing.
That's like no, because you got some people out there like, it shouldn't matter. It does to me.
Okay, no.
I'm not going to go deep into it, but I think as human beings, you need to have a preference of who you want to wake up next to.
Everybody has a preference.
Everybody
has a
preference.
That's why I never get when people be tripping out about that.
Yeah, like, they're like, well, I shouldn't matter.
This is for me. For me, this is what I want. I don't want.
Because they love telling black women all day, yeah, we're going to get in this subject. So if you got something to say, you know my email. I'm with it. I'm super with it.
Who know your email?
They, I tell them on the podcast. Oh, yeah, it is. No, and or and then it's on the website,
yeah,
too. That's
a good point. And then we, right? Yeah, I see me trying to check her. Like, she'll be giving out email.
They can research. They can research you now. They can research you. If you have men that say, I don't want to date a woman who smoke, that's his preference. If you have a man that says, you know, I want my woman to look like this, don't let anybody shame you of saying, this is what I want. This is what I want to date, because they love telling black women don't settle. But then you tell us to not care about that.
Yeah.
That's not cool. So back to the story. I asked, was the other community, and that don't mean that I dislike the community. I don't
want to date that person.
Thank you. And that means I know myself. Yeah. Okay. And I know what I want. Okay. So, I said it like that. So I asked him, was the other community? And he said, no, yeah, he's not. So I was like, cool. I was like, well, let me know a little bit today. And he was like, and the reason why I asked that, because there was somebody in that picture that is, and he's very openly like that.
Yeah.
So they're straight men taking pictures with somebody's open, which is cool.
Right. You just want to make sure.
Yeah, I just want to make sure the person that I'm looking at, right, you know, if he doesn't like my type.
Right. And he likes
so I only waste my time. Mm-hmm. But when he was like, okay, cool, you know, he's single, da da da. So all of a sudden, I was just like, yeah, what's his name on Facebook? He said, let me make sure I read it right. Because I was upset. I mean, I wasn't upset because I kind of knew what time it was.
But you like, damn, bro. Why you
blocking
my boy?
Right. So, he said, how you going to try to hop on my homie when we ain't did squat? He didn't say squat.
I got it.
But, yeah.
See, because, okay, so this is what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say maybe he likes you. But the problem is, he was willing to give your number, but then all of a sudden he flipped. So I'm like, bro, you moving real weird anyway.
He wasn't going to give my number. He was going to act like he
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. But so he's moving like fake. Like, bro, we not doing nothing. It ain't been nothing. What's the problem?
And see, we talking about something a little bit personal, because I would lie and say we got to catch up with each other. But girl, me and D was with each other the other night, honey. We're hanging out. Not like that. Kind of late in the night. But
yeah,
like
don't make your old boy mad.
He ain't.
Y'all ain't did squat.
Right. But the crazy thing about it is, like I said, I've been knowing him for almost 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he wanted to be on that level.
Right.
He's a really good looking guy. Like, really
just
good.
Just not for you.
He's not for you, because do you ever smell, I don't want to say this because I ain't perfect.
Yeah.
But you ever get around a person and you smell, I don't want to say this word because it might be children listening. We're going to say player energy on them.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
The best way to put it.
Okay.
I get the vibes that you, because every time I'm around you, another woman crossed your path.
Mm.
Because the last time we were hanging out, and you free will. I'm single.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. Yeah.
But you pretty much stopped the conversation that I was having with you and another guy to go chase after this.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this. It's free game, right?
Yeah.
Nobody belongs to anybody.
Right.
And even back in the day when you wanted us to be something, I kept smelling player on you. Like, I ain't crazy. Because mm-hmm. when I met you, It was some BS. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was probably a little BS on my end, but it was definitely some BS on your end. So my thing is this. You got about 50 plus women on your... Yeah. Let this one go. I'm not on it.
He ain't got the one he want, though.
I ain't the one he want.
How you know?
Oh, please.
He just said it.
Baby. Let me tell you something. Don't play me, D's. We about to turn this into a whole nother podcast. Don't do this. They're gonna be like, I thought we was talking about cakes.
Wait, it is on my cakes.
Right. The cakes for the cake, for real. But no.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying.
Some people want to just test the water.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Big time. Yeah.
You got other waters to test.
Yeah, like these waters off limits.
Right.
This the shallow end, bro. You're drying out.
Right.
Here. Go ahead.
So what would you have done in that situation if you knew there was somebody that you was interested in and you never did get with them, you never hit, and y'all was just cool?
Well, if I made it clear that I wanted to talk to them, I would probably feel a way that mm-hmm. they was asking about my partner. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not finna block. Because I'm like, hey, she ain't offering it to me. So what I look like, hey, Dr. Dixon, I'm like, hey, bro, go ahead.
You had 15 years to look. You had 15 years to be serious.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that how can I put it? You can just tell when a person ain't for real.
Yeah.
I don't care if they say, hey, I'm interested in you, we want to do something. I think with some people, they can just tell when it's just going to be a waste of time.
Right.
Like, why even try? Like, I know how you are, my dude. Like, I don't like dating men who, when we're on a date or we're out somewhere, men are going to look. Women are going to look.
Yeah.
But when you do it in a disrespectful manner, I can't stand it. I cannot stand that.
Nah, yeah, I feel that.
Right. I hate that. So, I mean, he is that person. And it's just, I always felt like if I was to ever get with him like that, the relationship would be so short-lived. It's like, Kenya, why did you even waste your time?
Right.
So my thing is this, and you know who you are. Let me holler at your homeboy. Come on now.
Why you hating, bro?
Why you hating? But see, you forgot who I am. And I'm going to let y'all know how this journey goes,
like,
too.
I found him, bro.
I'm going to find him. I found my last two. He can't have it. I'm telling you. He cannot have it. I found the one before the last one. I found him without a picture.
That's impressive.
I told people, I said, hey, everybody on Facebook, yeah, you know what?
I remember that.
I go after what I want. Some women don't do that. Some women be like, no, let the man come there. And I respect that.
Yeah.
But I'm a hunter. I'm a hunter.
You're like, I'm going to get what I want.
I'm going to get my food. I fish for my meal.
Like shit.
Okay.
And I want.
Okay. Okay. Somebody said that
We can do this the easy way.
I go for my meal, honey. They girls be like, no, girl, let him walk up to you. I'm like, well, he might can't see. So let me go ahead.
Let me go ahead and open his eyes.
Now, I am not... I'm okay with rejection.
Yeah.
I'm not one of the people like, you can't reject me. Nah, if you don't like me, you don't like me.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
I'm good, like, but I'm at least,
but I'm still shooting my shot.
I'm
shooting my shot,
baby. I got a double barrel. I'm shooting my shot. I'm serious.
Real talk.
So I'm going to find them.
Yeah.
Because the one before, we ain't going to name no names.
Yeah.
The one before the last one, I was like, hey, you guys.
The FedEx.
He works at FedEx. He got a lot. I had people looking for him. I had men in my inbox. I was like, is this him?
Yeah.
Just
take a picture of random FedEx people. Like, it is my driver today. He dropped the package,
huh? It was so funny because I think I told him, I said, if you find him, I'm going to give you a discount on my cake. And now people were
offering a reward.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, we.
Now, that was like about four years ago.
Yeah.
And I've gotten better with bacon.
Yeah.
Just imagine if I got on Facebook and be like, look, I'm looking for this person. I will give you 50% off. Blah, blah, blah.
We got him. We found him.
We found him.
You just send him your Facebook page.
Good, it might.
He should be inboxing you soon.
Look, after that hot dog cake and the other cakes that I've been doing, they might drag him to the bakery.
Here you go. sir, this hurts. You want to see?
Put him on the counter. They might shoot him with a tranquilizer.
He's like, I was at work and I just woke up in this bakery. I don't know what's going on. Sorry about that. I had to get you over there for my discount.
He gonna be like,
"What?" Your truck outside. Your truck right outside. I did all your deliveries and everything. You good? For the day.
Dude, it's so crazy. They're gonna be like, "I know you don't know her." But it's like, "Hey, you gonna meet her today?
You gonna meet her today?
She's good people. Honestly." He gonna be like, "Ma'am, after our first day, I'm gonna charge you for kidnapping." Yeah. That is so funny, because why are we laughing? I'm trying not to get off subject because we're gonna go back to this.
Yeah,
subject.
We didn't go.
But Dee's birthday was last week, right? Happy birthday to Dee.
Thank you.
One of my favorite Aries. Happy birthday. We should have said that at the beginning
Top
of the show.
Top three at least.
Yes, we should have said that at the beginning of the show. So me and Dee went out Saturday. I texted him last week and I was like, yeah. Hey, let's do something. Let's go. And he was like, okay. I said, it's a 2-drink minimum because the way these eggs are and gas, it ain't too much I can do. Okay, because I'm buying them eggs, but it's like buying 2 drinks right. almost. So
I was
like,
come on. Some eggs too,
man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't hurt. Because I kept saying I was going to cook and I bought them eggs and they just been sitting in the refrigerator. I ain't even looked at the date again and I already know they gone bad.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Probably not. You can still use them. I think you can. You but if you fall out, don't call me.
Like, he told me anything. I just wanted you to know they weren't good.
Well, get somebody to drag your ass over to the bathroom.
Right.
But we were hanging out Saturday and it's my favorite bar, but I think it's about to be Dee's favorite bar now. It's our favorite bar now because the drinks are such a good price, so affordable.
And they don't hold back for the pours. Yeah, they for real.
These drinks
are
very strong. I'm talking about.
They don't get you right.
They don't get you very right.
Yeah.
So I said all of that to say this. We were joking like the whole time. And I was like, Dee, you are so my hype man. Like I said, I can't be around you like that because I need a friend that's going to be like, hey, stop that. Stop that. He be hyping
and
me.
I'm going to be like, go harder.
He always know what to say. When I have a joke that I'm stuck on, he always like finish the joke. And I just love that. And I just want to say happy birthday to my friend.
Thank you.
Because, and if you guys follow me on Facebook, y'all should have read like the little cute little post that I wrote on there. I was trying to get one of his women in the inbox. Like, oh, for real? This how we doing it?
Some girl cash out me, said, hey, I ain't forget about your birthday. But she ain't do it. She just randomly did that after you did that post. And I was like,
okay.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
I ain't heard from you, but now all of a sudden.
I'm telling you, D, I can get you the women.
Shout out
to
Kate.
Get you the women.
My money in my pocket. Because
she seen you. Okay. Because she seen you. She was like, oh, no, she going to outdo me.
I ain't forget about the
okay.
birthday.
Right.
She was thinking about you.
Okay. She probably was like, oh, she might have bought him 1 drink, but I'm going to cash out him enough for 2.
Let's go.
Let's get it. That's all right. Next birthday, we upping it.
Man.
You might see us in Vegas.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do then?
You really
gonna have to step up.
Right? She gonna be like, oh, I'm taking him to Cali.
I'm taking him to
Cali. Like, damn. I'm in competition, right? She might put you on a cruise for real. But hold on, what age you turned? The big 33?
33.
Two, yeah,
three.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Hey. You a liar. That's what happened.
Ken been telling me I was a baby for the long.
It still is.
33. She talking like she 86.
It still is. It still is. Okay. But back to this situation. But before we go, happy birthday.
Thank you again, man.
I love Dee like my whole heart. That's my boy.
That's
he
my
already
right
know
here,
I will kick the chair underneath from somebody who messing with them, and I hope they ain't, ooh.
Stab them with a
right.
You said a plastic.
No, I said with a real sword.
Yeah, she gonna get a real charge.
Okay. Anybody mess with him?
Ain't going to the plastic.
Well, hold on. We gonna say stab because they might.
Yeah.
Scratch. But poke someone like a pie.
Yeah.
For D, you know what I'm saying. All my other homeboys,
right? Poppy with the fork.
Right. All my other homeboys, you know, they might. Anybody mess with them, the girls might get scooped with a spoon.
A spork.
All right, that's it. That's all I'm doing. But back to this homeboy.
Yeah, he moving.
He moving real slick.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand you saying, "Hey, I seen you first, but baby, you didn't act on it."
Yeah, like come on, bro. Like, hey, go ahead, bro.
I done had a baby on
you. How long
thing.
You had that? Y'all been cool?
About 15 years.
We've been cool. Okay, see now, look. I ain't never been that kind of dude. Like if I've been like, even if I liked a girl for a long time, like bro, you ain't act on it, and she went to the next dude. Like even if it was your homeboy, it's like, hey, bro, you ain't try. So why I'm gonna sit there and block?
And I will say a little bit, okay, kind of sort of in his defense, he did act on it, but it was in a way where it was like.
But okay, I'll say this: even if you did act on it and you tried,
it wasn't a big try.
It didn't get, even if it was, it didn't get nowhere.
Like, it's like he put his toe in the pond.
Yeah,
boo, put your foot in there.
Exactly. He like, but we didn't get to nothing. So why are you holding me back from the next man?
Right,
like, come on, man.
I mean, you don't have to show up at my house with a dozen of roses.
Yeah, but that's like, hey, bro, it didn't work out. We you know, you tried the thing. I wasn't feeling it, or you were, you know, however the case may be. But
he just got player all over him, smeared.
Bro, keep playing.
You know how you can just smell a player.
Yeah. What make you think your partner ain't a player though? But you ain't met him, so you ask.
Hey, I'm gonna find out.
You ain't met him, yeah. You ain't met him, so you like. Let me find out for myself.
Right. Let me find out for myself. And like I told him, I just want a friend.
Yeah.
That's it. I just want a friendship. That's it. No friends. That's all. But you know, the moral of the story is.
Have no friends.
Right. Exactly. But the moral of the story is, you guys don't cop block. You know. But honestly, let's be for real, and then we're gonna move on. You really don't want nothing from me. You just want to test the merchandise.
Yeah, but he feel like if his partner started dating, I get where he's coming from. He's wrong, but I get where he's coming from. He's like, damn, I put my partner on you. I can't try you.
Right, he gonna test the merchandise. He gonna tap it. Who say he is?
No. I'm not saying. He's saying if I put you on my partner,
yeah, I got you.
I can't try you no more.
He barely tries now.
But I'm just saying. He,
we went to a party. We were sitting next to each other, but guess who he was entertaining the most? Another person. Yeah. Sir, you moving weird.
Yeah. You like, bro, you ain't trying to. Okay, I feel you.
I'm not saying that we got to be your only mind.
Yeah, but don't stop somebody else from getting at me when you ain't.
Let me let y'all know a secret, men. Okay?
Oh, put me on.
Put y'all on. I'm
letting y'all always put me on, guys.
Okay, bro. You know it. Women want to always feel like they're the only ones, even if they're not. Meaning, let us feel special. Men, y'all have certain ways where y'all want to feel special. Women, we want to feel special by, we know y'all going to look at other people, but just make us feel special.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't belong to him. He don't belong to me.
Right.
But when you're out on a date with somebody, like you just met this chick, and all of a sudden you staring everybody else down.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
I don't care if you bought me the lobster and the shrimp combo and the oysters as an appetizer. That's like, my favorite.
Like,
y'all
damn, my
no.
boy. Like, you gonna be showing me.
Right. You can buy me all of that. But every time a woman cross your path, you gotta just.
Like a little puppy. Like, bro, relax.
Right. That is so. Woo. That's turn off-ish.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, okay, so what's some turn off ways for a woman with you as a man? I heard some people say if a woman asks a man for money when they haven't even known them for that long.
That's a big turn off.
That's a huge turn off.
Yeah, because it's like damn, bro. I ain't like
right. Am I your meal ticket?
Yeah, like, damn, I ain't don't play me now. Like I ain't even trying to ask you for none yet. No, I'm trying to think of a clean word, but right. you know what I'm saying.
The wrong kid to get.
But you got money out the gate, like, man, right. Bro. Like,
now, but what if she did give you that, and then she asked for the money? That make you think.
That still make you like, damn, why you asking for money? Because we had.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It ain't fair. It ain't a fair game, so I don't know how to.
But what's another?
I mean, it's probably similar to y'all's. Like, so, like you said, if you out with a chick and she's like not really showing you no interest, but she's looking at every dude that walk by.
Now, I don't know if women do that a lot. Like, look at.
Nah, I can't say y'all are good. Y'all are skilled at not
tell
doing
you,
it.
I will tell you one turn off because my homeboy, you know who he is. I'm not gonna say his name, but my homeboy that live in Atlanta, he called me today, and we had. And it's crazy that we're talking about this. He said, Kenya, I took this girl out on a date. She the one who was pursuing me.
Right.
I wasn't really trying to date. Yeah, I was trying to do something else.
Yeah.
He gonna keep it real.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, since she kept asking me, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and take her on a date. I said, how'd it go? He said, Kenya, this woman took 95 selfies. That's really, if you first dating a girl, right, and she's taking that many pictures, I guarantee you when she posts that many pictures or however many pictures that she posts, you're not going to be clearly seen.
Yeah. But if that's, okay, so I don't, I mean, that, you know, for him, I understand, but like for me, I don't feel like that is much of a turnoff for me because I'm like, we just went out.
No. That's a huge turnoff. First of all, you're in your phone.
Okay. During the day. I get you. No.
You're
okay.
Self-centered. We're supposed to be having a conversation.
Right. No, that's fair.
You're taking so many pictures. I told him, I said, you know what she's doing? She's trying to send a signal. Whoever she's trying to make jealous, she's trying to let them know I'm out on the gate I'm outside.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to show you this dude's face because he may not stay that long.
Just know it's a dude out here.
Just know it's a dude. And I think she's sending that message to whoever she likes. And most of the time, it's a man. Look at what he gave me. Look at what he bought me. Look at what restaurant we at. Y'all fellas be careful with that.
Yeah.
Y'all just starting to date a woman, and that's all she doing? She's sending a signal.
Yeah.
Dates should be old-fashioned.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to know each other.
Okay. No, I know. Okay, now I'm with you. Because when you just said, in my head, I was just thinking she's taking pictures of herself and not just with both of us. That's what I didn't take as an offense. But if she's just taking pictures the whole time
of herself,
and you're like,
when you show him, you only show the back of his head, and then when you do videos, it's not his face clearly. Girl, we see you.
Yeah, I do that anyway, though.
No, I don't.
Not you specifically. But I say y'all. I mean women. Like, you know how women will take a picture. It did be so funny to me because if a dude did it, like women will go crazy, man. Yeah. So if a girl will take a picture of her new dude, she been dating. She'll post a picture and cover his face with like heart eyes or something and be like, oh, y'all can't see him.
Now, I would do that.
But see, if a dude posted a picture of his girl and did that same thing, I feel like a lot of females would be like,
who
you hiring me from your hoes?
And I'm going to tell you why.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Because
with my ex, I would hide him.
Yeah.
And I had a really good, legit reason to do that.
Yeah.
So when I used to take pictures, you remember we used to take pictures together and I used to post it on there. I would show like a little bit of his face or, you know, like I'm saying, because he was a good looking dude and women would go find him. He doesn't have a Facebook page, but I guarantee you when he graduated from the academy, there was women looking for him at the precinct.
You don't think
looking for him.
I'm just saying though. Y'all don't think guys move like that? It's some snake dudes out here that'll see you on his page. And
just jump in the inbox and see.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
Women will go crazy if their dude did that to them because we're automatically thinking y'all cheating.
Yeah, but so why we like damn.
Y'all probably think like that, but y'all not as emotional as we are.
Yeah.
Y'all not gonna jump to the good. What's that? Let me stop.
I don't know. It's some dudes.
I don't know.
Some of y'all be in y'all friends. They be what?
Y'all be in y'all feelings.
How y'all be telling me these dudes be acting?
But I'm saying, like, we have a reason to be paranoid. Come on. Y'all history as men and resume has not been too great.
I mean, the tables have turned.
It has turned, but not all the way. We just catching up with the game.
I feel like we probably don't even playing.
Well, you ain't lying. You're right about that. Yeah, we are.
Dudes be trying to fall in love. Now y'all be like,
"Yeah,
I'm outside."
Right. I know I am. I know. Let me tell you something. I'm on my 3-6 mafia, okay? With my gangsta boo part. And I think Lil Chat did her remix. Baby, I'm on both. So if you hear me saying, I need a coach, baby. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not like that. But anybody who know, I know. Shout out to Memphis. And Gangsta Boo. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Crazy. But, yeah, so I'm on my outside 3-6 Mafia Gangsta Boo stuff. So I understand why people be like, you know, the tables have turned, like you said. And I'm not going to lie. I have seen dudes getting their feels lately.
Dudes are very sensitive nowadays.
Right.
From what y'all be telling me.
Yeah, and we be looking at y'all like, boo, this ain't nothing but a guy.
All my homegirls be like, yeah, they be doing this. And I was like, damn, I remember I was sensitive. And now I feel like all the dudes are really like, they got me beat for what I was on. Because I'm like, damn, bro, y'all.
Baby, if he ain't on
very
his.
Very different.
If he's not on his new edition.
Ralph Fassman.
If he don't see outside of my window and do a two-step, I'm not taking him seriously.
I'm weak.
I'm serious. He don't have to come with no flowers, but he got
to be homeboy.
Okay,
and he need to be singing outside.
Right, he need to throw a stick or something to my window, and when I open up my window, he need to be like, "Mr. Telephone Man, is something wrong with me? When I come out business, I gotta quit every song." We don't own the rights to this music.
Shut it down.
But it need to be like that. If it ain't like that, I don't want to date him. But I am a little bit pickier now.
Yeah.
Because after my two relationships, they actually put me where I was like, this is what I really, really, really want.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
Like, this is what I deserve. This is what
right.
I'm getting. And I ain't taking less.
And you know what? I don't know if I like to say deserve.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
And the women, y'all can say what you want to say, but I'm going to keep it very honest. I really don't like to say deserve because nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Men, women, we're not perfect. I think I may be getting a little serious.
Yeah.
In this society, I hear people saying, know your worth, and you should.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But you don't want to do it to a point where you're pushing someone away because you think you're just this, and you don't realize you have flaws too.
True. I feel like when I say deserve though, I feel like it's certain principles that
mm-hmm.
you like. This is like a deal breaker for me if this is not met.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like a lot of those that you're asking for would be something that's like something out of the ordinary or something
right.
crazy. You like, I deserve for you to treat me with respect.
Yeah.
I deserve for you to treat me like a human.
Yeah.
I deserve for you yeah. to be nice to be like, you
right,
know what I'm saying? Basic
right.
principles. Like right. I deserve that. Everybody deserves
yeah.
that.
So, everybody
like, I
does.
Feel like in that case, you know.
No, that makes sense. I like the way you said it, but I think some people, they take it and they run.
Right.
With
They're
it.
Like, oh, I deserve.
I deserve
you
a
need
jet.
To spend $1 million
right.
on me.
And I'm like,
week.
Girl, like, calm down. You work
like,
for.
Sorry.
You work at Regions. Nothing wrong with Regions. I'm just saying. You
right.
can tell her. And I think people got to be careful about that because if you're going to put yourself on this high and mighty pedestal, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah.
And I think that goes for females and males. That goes for me too. Like some people would ask me like, why are you dating a certain type of man? If you don't, and I would tell them I'm in his same tax bracket.
Right.
I can't, I mean, yes, I'm a queen, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't be asking for, and this is like with ordering cakes too. I have customers that want a champagne product and you got a beer budget.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how it is with me. Like, what am I going to bring? If I want to meet a millionaire, what am I going to bring to the table for him? How am I going to do for us to get together and this to make it work?
Yeah.
Am I going to drain him because I came with nothing?
Well,
that's the way I look at it.
I don't
it.
Think you're coming with nothing though. Because I feel what you're saying, but
mm-hmm.
it also can be, like you just fell in love with somebody and it wasn't about the money. It's
okay,
so,
if that's
he just so happened to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we just fell with each other. I'm not expecting you to do everything for me just because you got money. But
now, if this organically
yeah.
that makes sense.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm not coming in demanding like, hey, this is what you need to do.
But some people do.
Some people do. A lot of people
do. Some people do. Right. Some people be talking about something, I need this, I need that, mm-hmm. I need Birkin, I need this, and you sleeping on a mattress.
Hermes.
Okay. You got your priorities all screwed up, baby girl. So, I mean, I don't know. I love what you said about the deserve. We do deserve to be respected and stuff. But I think people sometimes take that and they run with
right.
it and they just... Sometimes people can just taint stuff
mm-hmm.
and just make it bad. Like, it wasn't supposed to be
right.
bad,
this
but
ain't
you
how
did
it was
that.
Meant.
Right. And I guess I kind of look at it from like a biblical standpoint because some people be like, oh, he blessed me so much and I didn't deserve it. Because nobody deserves to be blessed. Like, I did this, so I'm gonna get this blessing. No, right. He does it because he loves you.
Yeah,
he cares.
He just wants you to.
And I guess yes. I kind of look at it with like dating. Like, if we just for me, this is just me, y'all. Yeah. Don't. If I deserve anything, I'm gonna get it. But I do agree with you with the whole deserve respect. But I don't care right. who you are. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
I think we all deserve respect because we breathe this breath of life.
Yeah. We're all
we
human.
Have red blood flowing right. through our veins. And I think arteries. No, I think it's blue. Anyway, we're not. Yeah. But, yeah, so yeah, that's funny. We kind of went off to the deep end.
Hey, man. It gets like that.
It was like 2 minutes of key lime pie.
Now, next, life. Existential crisis.
Relationships. You know, this man trying to... He know he ain't my husband. Not that I'm looking for one.
You ain't gotta be looking for it to be so.
That might be the one.
And he trying to shut it down.
He's trying to, but that's how you know.
Everybody ain't for you, man.
That's how you know. Because for some reason, the low maintenance, low vibing people always get to you quicker. But it be the ones that's good for you. You kind of got to.
This is
they come very hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, that's our spit. What we were supposed to talk about one more thing before we left, before we get off of this podcast. This good old podcast.
What was we supposed to talk about?
It's something we was gonna revisit. We did tell you happy birthday because we love you so much.
You told me you had something to tell me, but this has been like 2 weeks ago. But I don't remember what it was. Like,
we ran into each other. And I was supposed to tell you something.
You're like, I'm saving for the podcast. I don't.
Where were we at? And I can probably remember.
Where were we? Were we at the gym? Were we at the gym, or were we?
I don't know why I feel like we was at a store. We don't be nowhere at a store.
I mean, we could have been at like Walmart or something, but I don't remember us being at a store together.
Mm-mm.
I can't say. I don't remember.
Well, anyway, we're going to recap.
Not recap.
All right, recap. this dessert. Remember, Mr. D'Angelo, he tried the key lime.
She don't know my whole name.
He tried the creamy key lime pie. Did you taste it? Was it kind of creamy then?
Yes.
It was
good. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly, as you can see, it's
from
gone.
From 1 to 10.
It's gone. 17.
Shut up.
It was good though. It was real good.
Well, I appreciate that. It's not too tart, you guys.
It's real smooth.
Yes. Oh, and when you bake it, leave it in there for 5 minutes. Sometimes I go over, depends on the oven. Sometimes I go up to 7 minutes. Try not to do 10. You don't want to bake it too long because it can be a cheesecake consistency. You don't want that.
Nah,
you want
it to be creamy. That'll be kind of odd.
Right, exactly. So definitely have it in the oven for 5 to 7 minutes. Bake it really good. Let it cool for a few minutes. Then put it in the freezer. Make your homemade. Ooh, my Lord. Why I'm yawning?
I was yawning too. So
it's contagious. It's still in the room. But make sure you make your homemade whipped topping, or you can buy a Cool Whip from the store. If you missed the first part or don't feel like rewinding us talking about the Cool Whip, or maybe you need precise measurements, definitely look it up on Pinterest or anywhere else that can give you a recipe. But this is going to conclude the after dinner. I'm really excited. I think we had a really good time. I love D being my co-host. I hope you guys enjoy the intro. I forgot about that. I just got that intro, so I hope you guys enjoy the intro.
Hey.
And I will talk to y'all later.